Hi there, my name is Ben Jackson, and in today's episode, I'm giving you a nice technique to overcome taking things personally. This is how legends are made. Hi there, and thanks for joining me on today's episode. I wanted to give you a kind of hopefully a bite-sized way of looking at really difficult, challenging conversations. Ones where we can feel that we're being personally attacked or we're getting upset by some things we're being told. Now, you've probably experienced this in your life, and you've maybe been the receiver and maybe you've been the giver. And I know that I've been in those situations myself too. And this is not a blanket statement, every kind of conversation which is difficult, but it's one that I want to give you to put into your toolkit of consideration when these situations arise. When we are, receiving feedback or comments or commentary in some form, it's sometimes we can take it very personally. The steps to understand if it's actually us or the other person are what I want to explain today. And really this came out of some feedback from a client that had experienced some difficulty at work and had wanted to kind of repackage her understanding or reframe the situation about this feedback because it wasn't very useful for her. She wanted to have a different approach, and having spoken to recently, realized that actually she's achieved that and it's really helped to create some distance. So what did I give her that I could offer you? And what it was being able to, just taking a step back from what feedback you're getting and just check in with yourself and saying, is this me or is it them? Now, obviously, if it's them and they're being aggressive, then obviously you can get upset, that's absolutely fine. But there are occasions, and you probably relate to this part particularly, is when we are having conversations with people and they can remind us of somebody else. It can be just a look or a stare or a comment, and you may even mention, oh, you remind me of X or Y. It's this thinking which kind of informs sometimes how we react. Maybe when we do get upset, it reminds us of a particular tone or a mannerism or a bit of language and how they're using it, which reminds us of some past history we have when maybe we felt really damaged by some word or comment that we were given. This doesn't have to be substantially negative, but it could be in a small moment in time that this person in your present is somehow mimicking kind of randomly or by coincidence, but for you, it creates a memory, like a time machine, straight back to that period in time, and you're feeling some sensations from then, and it makes you feel a particular way. It's this that I'd like you to kind of just consider. Is this you pulling on your timeline and your past and seeing this and thinking it's happening now and giving those emotions that you felt in the past, or is it genuinely maybe this person has a bad communication style? Take a moment to step back, breathe, assess, and say, actually, is this me? Am I pulling my shit with me, or is it them? This little bit of distance can really help in just creating a bit of disassociation, something I don't talk enough about, but a lot of the things that really I'm trying to do with anything I'm offering is to give you some distance. That could be breathing, that could be to acknowledge a situation, to accept a situation, to take you stepping out of it, so you can see it from a different perspective. That's pretty much at the heart of what I'm trying to do. So for today, consider this. When someone's giving you some difficult feedback, deep breath and ask yourself, is this me? Is this my history coming forward and kind of creating some memories for me? Or is it that the person needs to adjust their communication style? I offer that more often than not, we can be bringing some of our own history into a conversation that reminds us of people in our past. When you get to that stage of understanding and you notice it, it gives you a bit of distance, but a different way to approach the problem, a different way to understand it, a different way to cope with it, which really, I think, if anything I'm trying to do with these episodes is to give you all those tools as often as possible. So take that forward today, and I hope you're doing super well wherever you are. Please drop me a comment, give me a like. It makes a massive difference. Love to kind of hear from you as well. So any questions or queries, DM me on Twitter or on Instagram. But other than that, have a fantastic day wherever you are, and I'll catch you next time. This is how legends are made.